Join spiritual feminist and empowerment coach, Joni Advent Maher, for Trust Your Sacred Feminine Flow. Listen in for intimate conversations about money, transformation, and feminine sovereignty. And now, your host, Joni Advent Maher.
Welcome to Trust Your Sacred Feminine Flow. I'm your host, Joni Advent Maher. I'm an empowered living coach and a spiritual feminist. And today, on this warm summer day, I'm staring out into the forest that surrounds my house, and the trees are blowing in the wind. It's a gorgeous sunny day, and the trees are swaying back and forth and back and forth. It's so wonderful to be with you. So today we're going to talk about an important key to our feminine sovereignty. And I want to start by sharing a story with you, a story that happened one Christmas Eve when I was walking through the neighborhood and I was feeling that sharp pain of jealousy. I had been at home online and had come across some post or some story or something from one of the women that I don't even know, but that I follow online. And she's someone that seemed like she had success, like she had it all together. She looked good. She was beautiful. She seemed accomplished. And it was coming at a time when I was not feeling that great about myself. And I just could feel how yucky that state of jealousy was. And I really did not want to dwell in that. So I said a prayer and I just opened to receive some support with it. So I opened to this golden light that came. And what happened was I heard this voice that said, "You are loved and you are celebrated." And it touched this place inside me, this very young place that hadn't felt loved, that hadn't felt seen, and certainly had not felt celebrated. And for a while, as I walked past the trees and the creatures in my neighborhood, I just loved myself and I gave myself that love and care, and I allowed myself to receive the sense of love and celebration for who I was. And I could feel that pang of jealousy starting to diminish. And then before long, as I was walking, I had this epiphany or revelation where I could see the abundance in the natural world, and it just occurred to me that there is enough to go around. And I could imagine my inner wise woman saying to my young, sweet self, "There is enough to go around, dear one. If she has success, if she prospers, it does not diminish your capacity to do so. There is enough to go around." And then finally, a new thought came in, or a new epiphany came in that said, "You can ask. You can ask. That's the key. You can ask. You can use your voice and say, 'This is what I would like. This is what I prefer. This is what I desire. This is what I dream of.' Use your voice. Whew. Now, that may not seem like a revolutionary idea for you, but as someone who grew up well conditioned not to ask and not to need, someone who was most comfortable with the archetypes of the princess who would be rescued, or the martyr who did without, or the prostitute who had to sell her soul in order to receive. The idea of just asking in a clear and direct way was revolutionary, and it was groundbreaking. And I know that in order for us to claim our sovereignty as women, and in order to stop living someone else's version of our life, it's absolutely critical not only that we know what our heart desires and know what it is we need and want, but that we be able to express it, that we use our voices and we say loudly and clearly, "This is what I prefer. This is what I would like." That's how we embody our queen. That's how we embody the archetype of the queen and our feminine sovereignty. That is how we are free to create our hearts and our soul's desires, to create the most full and expansive version of our lives. And it takes both that masculine principle of speaking up on our own behalf, of saying what's true for us and what we desire and asking directly, that allows for us to powerfully receive, which is that sacred feminine principle, our ability to receive once we have put into motion through the asking. So the way we start that, if there's any place or any way that you feel held back in the asking, is to look within and inquire, what are the beliefs? What are the ideas that are holding you back? I know I had some old beliefs about having to be pleasing and pretty and good, to be a good girl in order to receive, that it wasn't about asking, that asking was bad and wrong. And I had to release those. So you may have some version of that for yourself, or there may be some belief about, I should be able to do it all myself, or it's not okay to ask. So just doing some gentle exploring to see what's true for you and what are the beliefs that might be holding you back from using your voice and asking. And then the next step is to practice asking, to practice saying what it is you want and what it is you need and what it is that would make your heart sing. And one way that I know to do that and that I've used with women I work with is going back to that idea of I prefer. So going through your day and tuning in to what is it that you prefer? What would you prefer in any given situation or negotiation, whether it's with your kids, your partner, a friend, the person at the grocery store asking you if you want paper or plastic, rather than just giving a unconscious answer or not really checking in, just to pause for a moment in any of these situations, as small and mundane as they may be, and see truly what would I prefer? And then speaking from there and sharing that. So that is my invitation for you in the coming weeks and the coming months to practice, because that's how it becomes easier and more comfortable to say with ease, this is what I want, or to ask for support. So my dear one, I'm so glad you took the time to be with me today. It's such an honor and a delight. And I have a request for you. If you enjoy the podcast, if you like what you heard today, I would ask that you go to iTunes and rate and review the podcast so that other women can hear it as well. And I thank you for that. And I say, until next time, always trust what your wise heart knows.
Thanks for listening to Trust Your Sacred Feminine Flow with Joni Advent Maher. If you like what you heard, the best compliment you can give us is to share our podcast with a friend and subscribe, rate, and review our podcast at iTunes.